Welcome back in. Daniel Ogden filling in for Rick Tittle today. Happy Friday to all of you. And joining us now here on Sports Byline, coast to coast and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network, we have Carter Hogg joining us to talk a little bit about the PPE that he's invented. And anybody that watches football, whether, you know, college, pro, knows how big of an issue concussions have been in the game, and especially how much they can affect, you know, not only players as they're playing, but far into the days after they're done playing. And and Carter's come up with a great solution to try to reduce that, and it could possibly reduce it by over 60%. So, Carter, thanks so much for joining us, and maybe give us a little background on how you got this started and how it all kind of came to be originally.
Yeah, thanks for having me on. I appreciate the chance to talk. In terms of just some background on the invention and everything, I'm a football player. I've been a football player for several years, obviously, now. And just throughout my time as a football player, I've had so many different teammates and specifically family members who've dealt with concussions, other injuries as well, but specifically dealing with the issue of concussions and the short-term and long-term consequences of them. So seeing some of the teammates I've had go through that, specifically seeing my brother who suffered a career-ending concussion his junior year of college at Washington Lee University, seeing him deal with the immediate aftermath of that, not being able to remember the game that they won, the ODAC championship game of Division III. He can't remember the game. He can only see the photo of him celebrating. That's his only recollection, is looking backwards on it. Seeing him come back from that, in both the immediate aftermath and the long-term, year-long process of just getting back to where he was mentally and physically, kind of drove me to sit down and address the issue in the first place, seeing if I could apply some of the things that I've learned, some new ideas, a new perspective to the issue of concussions. And that's what led me to have the idea for Gator Skin and to basically come at it with the new idea of wearing something underneath your helmet that would go underneath your shoulder pads as well to help stabilize the neck and reduce the acceleration of the head during an impact.
Carter Hogg is joining us, and he's talking about his invention, Gator Skin. Now, you know, obviously, the issue near and dear to your heart with your family members and friends, when you sit down and you're trying to think of a solution to the problem, you know, where do you really kind of start exactly? Or, like, how do you get started and then obviously end up in, you know, where you ended up with the protective skin under the helmet?
Yeah, so my thought process went along the lines of, first, I wanted to kind of understand exactly how the issue of concussions functions. And put simply, it's your brain is suspended within fluid inside of your skull. So anytime your skull moves quickly, just because of inertia, your brain is going to have a lag behind and cause it to hit up against the inside of your skull. So similar to a passenger in a car, if you slam the brakes on, you're going to get thrown forward in your seat. If you want to limit the movement of the skull and slow the movement of the skull to help prevent concussions. So my immediate thought was, how can you move the skull slower outside of just dissipating force, which helmets and some helmet add-ons do already? And that's where I came up with the idea of the Gator Skin and being able to have a flexible neck brace, essentially, that allows you to dissipate that impact energy and also stabilize the neck during the collision.
And so, you know, it says that you come from a generation of inventors. Did you have any help from anyone in the family, or, you know, maybe was that after you came up with the product, et cetera, and they kind of helped you with the business side? Or, you know, I'm sure that helped in some capacity, right?
Yeah, so a ton. So I had the initial idea, and the first thing I did was actually go straight to my dad and explain what my idea was, how it worked. And basically, we just collaborated with one another for a long period of time, a couple months after that, in terms of refining the concept, how it functioned, and just continuing to iterate off of the initial concept before we went and actually built a prototype design. If you want, I can explain some of the history of my family. My dad and my grandfather were very accomplished individuals.
I'd love to hear about that, because they've definitely accomplished quite a bit in their careers.
Yeah, so my grandfather, my dad's father, created MasterCard International. He did the first credit and debit private multi-packet switching network, which is still in use today. Essentially, that's what happens anytime you swipe your credit card if you're a Visa or MasterCard user. And then my dad had invented the concept of using the internet, which is publicly available, to conduct payment transactions. Things that you would be familiar with built off of his inventions are, for example, gift cards with no names on them, or using a QR code to pay for something like Starbucks or Dunkin' Donuts or something like that. And he's also worked with the Walmart's alternative banking plan, which is called Bluebird.
So pretty much, you know, things that almost every single person today do and or use have come from your family. So that's a pretty good sign for Gator Skin, right?
Yeah, that's the hope.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. So what are the next steps as far as, you know, kind of getting the word out and hopefully getting some athletes to, you know, wear it and really kind of solidify all the studies and then obviously the number one goal, which is just to, you know, protect their health, you know, short term and long term.
Yeah, so we've had a number of discussions with several different college teams, professional players, equipment managers, etc., in terms of approaching them with the product, explaining it to them how it works, what the results are of all of our testing that we've done. And all of those have been very positive reactions, and we can continue to move forward with that. The goal is obviously to have several teams this fall wearing it, continue to build upon that year after year, spread it across more than just the sport of football. It's a device that can be worn across many different, not only contact sports, but just sports in general. It's an adaptable design in that way. So the goal is to continue to proliferate it through athletics.
Yeah, I mean, I could see, you know, maybe baseball players wearing it under their helmet, right? Or, you know, if you're taking a ball off the head, that's never great. So that could help protect them. What other sports are you kind of looking at or thinking of in terms of usage?
Hockey for goalies and eventually hopefully skaters also. I know there's a little bit of resistance from some people just adapting different technologies, stuff that's going to make you look different. But also skiing is an easy one, just replacing a ski mask with this. Basically, it's the same form. You can just get some added protection underneath the helmet for anyone who falls, whether they be professional or recreational skiers. Those are the two big ones that we've been focusing on now. But even lacrosse, as you mentioned, could do baseball, soccer, et cetera.
Yeah, and I mean, skiing, I know, you know, personally a few people that have had some pretty gruesome skiing accidents. So I think that could definitely be a huge benefit. But the NFL is NFL, college football, just football in general is such a huge, you know, I don't know if this is the right word, but breeding ground for head trauma and concussions in general. And it's just really nice to see, you know, actual work being put in to try to solve a problem and come up with a solution instead of just people complaining, which it seems to be all people do nowadays.
Yeah.
So if you're looking to get some more information about it, where can they find it?
Gator Skin, GatorSkin.com. You can go on our website. We have all of our football results up on that page. You can look at all of the studies and everything that went into that, and you can also place a pre-order if you want to.
And how long were the studies that you kind of conducted, or the longest one, I guess, would be a more specific question.
We've gone through several different cycles of testing at Virginia Tech for testing the biomechanics of the device and how it functions, collecting accelerometer data from just several trials of the device versus without the device, and just getting points of comparison on how it adds to the existing helmets out there. This fall, hopefully, we can collect some long-term data among players over the course of the season and get quantifiable numbers in terms of the number of concussions with or without the device over the course of the season. But we've shown thus far the capability at reducing your risk of concussion in the laboratory setting.
Well, yeah, and so now it's just in the actual setting, and not just showing it, but hopefully, you know, like I've said, succeeding in it. So mm-hmm. you know, very important work, and I love that, you know, there's actual the amount of actual work and studies that's gone into it. So you know, I think this is a great product and a great cause that can hopefully help. Like we've talked about, the health of many athletes moving forward. If you're looking for more information on it, again, it's gatorskin.com. That's G8, not Gator the word, but G8RSkin.com. And we've been speaking with Carter Hogg. Carter, thanks so much for the time, and thank you for all the work that you've put into this product.
Yeah, really appreciate the chance to come on and talk to you. It's been wonderful.
There he is, Carter Hogg, GatorSkin.com, GatorSkin.com. Thanks again to Carter. This is Daniel Ogden coming to you on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.